You mean now? Yeah. I have my friend. He published. I got to call him today. He's in Florida, Levin Holzer. If his wife died, he's a very sweet guy, nice guy. 5 years was by him. And he has a. He got it for the Rav. There's two passions in life, Rav Torah and Rishonim. All Kisteyodos, and he just published a Haggadah from 35 handwritten Haggadahs, 700 years old, pictures. Pictures. And every picture has a Chiddush Halacha. You saw it?
I saw yes, and the Master also.
The Master? I showed you the Master. The Master only has one set of pictures. You have to be right in the pictures very carefully. And twice that he doesn't know how to explain it. Yeah. So you pass it down. Even this last picture. And you go here. Okay, pass it down. Because I can't even share unless you see it. What's interesting? What's interesting in the picture?
Black hand.
What? Yeah.
It's a chiddush rabbi.
Pass it down. You see the other pictures also? Yeah. He has six pictures of about the Ikea blowing with a footstool. Foot is on a footstool. Turn over the page, you see other pictures also. A footstool. What's going on over here? So I used to say over a certain gadol, he said, Davin, with one foot on the footstool. I would say, I thought Pshat was, he's so into learning, he didn't know what he was doing. And, when he learned, like, that. So, he didn't know what he's doing. That's not the Pshat. He's blown shofar. You see the pictures, other pictures? Turn the other pictures, see, you see that? All kind of footstools. What's the pshat over here? So I'll tell Ramita Shotaro. What's a footstool over here, Mishigas? Also, it sounds a little bit chutzpahdik. No? Right. It's a down like that, It's a little shofar like that. Look, he's taking it easy, this guy, huh? Right. A footstool. What's the pshat? You have a chumish Torah. What's the pshat? He doesn't know. Says, but certainly something going on over here. Here's the title of the article, Minik Tamua. See, Minik Tamua. See that? Minik Tamua. Oh, this guy over here, look. But right, you see, sisters here. What? This stool and this stool. Oh, look at this funny stool over here. And this guy's this is more yeshivish. This stool, right? No? Has a hat. Hat and pays. This guy's modern Orthodox. Look at this guy. I don't know how these artists made a living. Such ugly pictures over here. You see the footstool. What's going on over here? Very, 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 very deep. And I want to be a shikayach. So to be over, give me that. Where's the Chumash? Chumash is Chumash in Torah.
Yeah, I want Torah.
One second. Regular Chumash, yeah. Oh, here. The Pasuk in Yeshaya. Whoa. Very major stuff over here. Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. Shaya Samach Vav. Koyom HaShem. Koyom HaShem. HaShemayim Kisi. My throne is Shemayim. My throne is Shemayim. The Oretz. And the Oretz, the earth, Hadboim Ragloi is my footstool. The earth is my footstool. What he means like this. And this is about Tanya's Mazbi and the Torah earth. That Hashem has two Malchus. He has the Teva. He made the world. He supports the world. Supports the world. That's Shemayim. That's Teva. Oretz is not Teva. Oretz is, I shouldn't show you. Oretz is made to produce. To produce new stuff. It's interesting. When you sit down, let's say a tall person sits down, right? When he sits down, he's getting taller or shorter? When you sit down, he's getting shorter. However, who has footstools? I have in my house a recliner. Right. What is the geschmack's the part of the recliner? The footstool. I say always back my feet goes all the way up. Right. The footstool is different than a chair, than a throne. The throne lowers the king. The footstool up lifts up the So the Oretz is supposed to cover Yochel, lifts up Hashem. You have the famous Gemara in Brachos. Hashem said, "Pamachas nichnasti." What did Hashem say to him? Borcheni bini. The Oretz job. What is shofar? Is it Kisei is lowering himself, or Hashem gets higher by shofar? Allah lekim bistrua. Allah lekim bistrua. That is the footstool. Right. Higher. How do you make Hashem higher? You make Kaddish Hashem. You say a chiddush and learning. What says in the Gittin? Rav Yosef met Eliyahu. What is Hashem doing now? He's chazing my shear. Your shear is chazing. That's what it says there. You're chazing your shear. That is Hashemayim Kisi V'Oretz Hadloim Raglai. That's exactly why. You're crowning Hashem. Right? How you crown Hashem? With like a footstool. Like a footstool, Hadloim Raglai. Hashemayim Kisi. That's one way. We're not interested in Shemayim. But Oretz Hadloim Raglai. That is crowning Hashem. I'm sure something very interesting. For Shri Deacon Rambam. I have a friend of mine published the Orman Huggy Brisk. Orman Huggy Brisk. Holland, his name is, and he describes the brisk love of Rosh Hashanah by Tchias. Terror! Say scared to death is understatement. During Tchias, you couldn't look at him, he was so nervous, and rightfully so. Why? You blow Tchias? Zichroinos. Sheyalu zichroinechem lefnei Hashem letoivo. You're being judged. Shreklach. Shreklach. Scared. We're out of his wits. Yeah, but however, there's a line before that by Shofar. There's a line before that. The risk was terrified, petrified. The Vilna Goyen. Hoy semeach ma'od ma'od with Kiyah Shofar. Why? Shehachdarosa shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tamlichuni aleichem. So before Zichronos. Tamlichuni aleichem. This guy over there with a thumb hat, right? He's crowning Hashem. All aleichem is through. And by your coronation, you're happy. Especially when he's our melech. There's one word. Whenever you say Hashem is a melech, 99% of the time it's accompanied by another word. Melech with a resh. What's the resh? Melech? Rachman! You're so lucky. It's a simcha tzumah, not just a regular coronation. That he's our melech. Melech Rachman. He killed melech chanu v'rachamato. All over. Kel melech sheyishal kisirachanim. So the simcha tzumo when the goodbye lad ma'oid and the vulni goyin was not terrified, petrified, horrified. He was sameach ma'oid ma'oid. Hamechuni aleichem. Right. Look at this guy. Where's my book? Yeah. The reason they had these dunt caps was the gzeros ha-malchus, rachmon l'slan. To wear like that. It's anti-Semitic. Like that yellow badge. So over here. Let's see this picture over here. Let's see the picture over here. Alright. This guy over here. Does he look happy or petrified? This guy over here. Huh? Last time I saw it was in Barnum and Bailey. Right. See over here, standing on the footstool, right? Boy, that's Hadbloim. Horus Hadbloim Raglai, Kavayochol, lifting Hashem. Right, you're not going lower. Right, to explain, you gotta see in my house. I sit in my recliner. I go always back. My feet go always up. Right. That right? That's what you have in your house like that? Like, up. That's Hadron Raglai. It's a malchus. That's Hashem's Hadron Raglai. Shemayim. When Hashem deals with Posh the Zachen. Right. So then that's Yerida for Hashem. Sitting down on the throne. That's Yerida. However, when to push out the footstool, right? That's Horet. That's a job of the Horets. That's a job of the Horets. Correct. Last night, you had 25 footstools I was watching. 25 chaburas. Right. 25 footstools over here. Correct? That's the shofar. So this guy over here. Now, does he look sad over here? This guy over here.
No.
It doesn't look sad to me, huh? Correct? Right? He's crowning Hashem. Tamlichuni aleichem. Tamlichuni aleichem. Yeah. Mamish. Whole different approach. So he writes over here, minutes ago, what's his footstool? The Pusin Shire. Koyama Hashem. Shemaim Kisei V'oretz. Hagoyim Raglai. You say it. Naf Torah, Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. That's what I want to show you, Rambam. Yeah? A fascinating Rambam. An Ava, Ava. Or the Siddur, Ava. Say, Rambam. Yeah. You know, in the davening, I want a nice dick over here. I want to say you find it. Yeah. Here. Listen to the Rambam. There. Perut Yud Aloch Yud Gimel. Aseres HaYomim Shem. I want you to Estelzach Midbayik. Aseres HaYomim Shem Rosh Hashana Vadim HaKippurim Toa V'chosam Behem V'brochus Shlishis. Okay, HaKadosh Chozer HaRosh. Go back to the beginning. Not that's the college. Gotta go back to the beginning. Correct. Okay. Now, next. Tov v'chosam ba'achas esrei. Oyev tzedoko mishpot. Choy z'tchilas ha'brocho. Choy z'mbro ha'melach ha'mishpot. You don't have to go back to the beginning. I'm a spal of the hoylech ala seder. Continue. V'imloy nizkar ad shehishlam tfilosoi. He reminded himself after davening, Chozer Arosh. Okay. Echad Yochid Vechad Tzibur. Okay. Echad Yochid Vechad Tzibur. Any questions? Michael, any questions? That's his Siddur Rambam. The back of the Siddur here. Rajam Siddur. One second. Let's see. Echad Yochid Vechad Tzibur. Correct? Okay. Is it? Which one is right? Here. Which one is right? Here it is. Yeah. Echad Yochel Vechad Tzibur. See over here, is it? Is Mason. There's a whole davening over here. There's a whole davening. He says it again somewhere. Again, Echad Shatz the Echad Yochid on Amelech HaKadosh. The question is the following. Vayal v'yavoy, Elocha Yudbeiz. He doesn't say over there, Echad Yochid, Echad Tzibur. Why over here did he say Echad Yochid, Echad Tzibur? Well, what's Pshat? What's going on here? They take Yalva Yalva. You look at your days. Yeah. He says, "Kamokim shechayzer yochid mispalol shechtiv achayz mispalol." Tall, same thing. What's he eating over here? Echad yochid vechad tzivur. I'm going to tell you something very interesting over here. Let's say a guy said a Kel HaKadosh. Can he listen to the shots, to Davin, instead of Davin over again? What's it then? You know what it then? Yalav Yovo. You forgot Yalav Yovo. Can he listen to the shots? He could. He could listen to the shots by Yalav Yovo. Let's say he said, yeah. Listen to the shots. Let's say you said, yeah. Let's say you said, instead of, it was Yom Tov, you said Mekadosh HaShabbos. Right? Instead of Mekadosh Yisro Azman, you said Mekadosh HaShabbos. Can you listen to the shots? No, you can't. Why can't you? You can only listen to the shots when you had the basic Shemoneh Esrei. You're missing Haskari, Yalav Yovoi. You said Mekadosh HaShabbos and jumped it. You didn't daven. What about HaMelech HaKadosh? Minigay El Mais, I'm sure some of you forget. You can listen to the shots. What do you say about that? No. Hurry not. What do you say about that? You have the Gemara. Where's the Gemara? It's more in Brachas. Daf Yud Beis. You have a Gemara in Brachas. I want you to be sensitive to the Gemara. Valamel HaKadosh. Second. Okay. Second. Are you here? I'm going to read the Gemara to you. I want you to listen to the Gemara. What bothers you, the Gemara? Listen to the Gemara. Omer Rabba Chinano, Saba, Mishmei the Rav. Kol HaShana Kula, Odom Mispal El Kel HaKadosh. Melchay Tzlok HaMishpat. Chut Mi Asar Yom Mishmei Roshani Mikpurim. What bothers you over here? Nothing bothers you? I'll start again. What are you talking about? The whole Adam is Spalel. What's going on over here? Who's Adam? What kind of Adam over here? Where's Kachinik? Well, how can China go over here? Adam is Spalel. What's Adam is Spalel? So I'll tell you what over here. Sensational Tashbitz. He says, the reason why you say HaMelech HaKadosh, it's the Chiv of Malchus Zechronis V'Shefrois. Not the pshat. It's a din in. Usually you have a chakira. Like the Yalav Yovi, St. Talamoto. It's a din in the tefilo and askara. Right. Neither. Not tefilo and not askara. It's a din in the gavra. Yechiva Malchius. Not a din in tefilo. It's a din in Malchius. Mechuyiva Malchius. Not just. Rosh Hashanah, Hol HaSeres made true with Yechai v'Malchius. It's a din of Malchius. Hear that? That's me. And you have why a Melech HaMishpat? Melech HaMishpat Yamar Oret. Right. It's a din of Chiv Malchius. Yechidish over here. It's not a din of Tefillah. It's a din of Malchius. and the Mishnah said Malchus Yemaitzi. Malchus Yemaitzi. Philly can't be Maitzi. It's a different Malchus. Therefore, Ibam has to say Echad Yochel Vechad Tzibur. Why? Could be Malchus is different Tzibur over here. I'll give an example. A lot of Rishonim, the Malchus and Chwan and Shofis, the Tzibur doesn't say it. Only the Shat says it. Let me show you. Bam, bam, bam. You let? The Khan on the Shats. The Shats does it. But the Rambam, no. Echad Yochel Vechad Tzibur. Right. So that's halacha over here. The Malchus is not just Moshe Yom Kippur in Musaf. It's the whole service made tshuva. Hamelech HaMishpat, Hamelech HaKadosh. Right. So, comes out that Malchus is not just Malchus is not just in davening. As a matter of the many minhagim that are Malchus, many minhagim that the simonim are based on Malchus. For the Gemara in Hurrius increases says they used to anoint the king by the water. Timoshech Malchus. Then he wants to Rosh Hashanah. You have to have a simonim. When you make a king, they have all kinds of coins and stuff out to celebrate his Malchus. It's all Malchus. But the Choshev is the Malchus. That's why that Gadol who davened with his foot on a step, and I was thinking and learning. No, it's Bekavana. That's Malchus. That's Hashmaim. Kisi v'oret hadam raglai. It was b'kavana. Right. So, if you want to do like that, you can do like that, but you should have a different hat than this guy. A different hat. Okay. Oh, 1 second. When you makabo malchus, that's the rule. When the people give by coronation, right? What does the king say by the coronation? What does he say? Ask whatever you want. Right? That's what they do. Ask whatever you want. Correct. That's the minhag olam. It's exactly what we have to do in Rosh Hashanah. You have to crown a Kodesh Baruch Hu and say, I want this and that. Correct. I told this to my brother Rav Shalom. He's davening this guy, a very rich guy. He's very annoyed. Very annoyed. Finally, he says, Shirk, do me a favor. Daven in the other corner at the end of the show. So what did I do to you? Did nothing. Listen, what are you asking for? You're asking for $10,000. I'm asking for $10 million. Get out of here. You're ruining my business over here. Get out. You're davening over there. Okay? Anyway, during coronation, you ask whatever you want. Correct. Good. And bring a footstool to show. Okay.